Earlier this spring, a crowd of volunteers gathered outside the San Francisco de Assis Church in Flagstaff. They came to help administer the Moderna vaccine. How's everybody feeling? The vaccination clinic was organized by the Northern Arizona Interfaith Council. Volunteers, including a medical interpreter and a retired nurse, dart around speaking both English and Spanish as patients drive up and get their shots.
Entonces es muy importante salir un poco de nuestra comodidad para venir.
Volunteer Nelly Navarro says it's important to help her community. Through her, patients can chat with someone in Spanish about the vaccine. She says they can ask about side effects and be prepared if they get a fever or a sore arm, and they won't have to worry about navigating language barriers. County Supervisor Jeronimo Vasquez says having an interactive experience like this is invaluable.
For a Spanish speaker, that's everything. If you were an American in Mexico and you had to go do your vaccination and you had a clinic, how much better would you feel if they spoke to you in English?
Many Arizona counties do offer Spanish language information about the virus, but during the pandemic, there were delays statewide when it came to providing translated materials. For example, the State Department of Health Services didn't offer online vaccine registration in Spanish until February, 2 months after the vaccine website had launched.
Initially, when vaccination clinics were happening, people were not able to access the vaccination clinics because they couldn't register. My parents had a hard time getting online registering for vaccination.
At first, Coconino County overlooked a critical issue with its phone system.
Thank you for calling the Coconino County COVID-19 information line.
When callers dialed the COVID-19 hotline, initially there was no mention of a Spanish language option, even though the county was offering services in Spanish. County officials caught it in March and fixed it. Now, this is what you hear.
Para información en español, por favor, marque número cuatro.
Dr. Jaime Fatas Cabeza thinks there's room for improvement. He's a medical interpreter and professor at the University of Arizona.
We really need to bring regulation, standardization, and compliance into the provision of language access.
Fatas Cabeza believes healthcare facilities should employ certified interpreters rather than volunteers, because that's a lot of pressure to put on someone who's not necessarily trained in medical terminology. Under the Affordable Care Act, healthcare facilities that receive federal funding are legally required to provide interpretation services. But that doesn't always happen. Fatas Cabeza says when he went to get his vaccine in Tucson and looked for Spanish language materials,
there was no basic literature explaining the goals and procedures, the safety measures, the side effects, and so on.
Not providing those services can lead to harmful, even fatal outcomes. A recent study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found that patients who mainly spoke Spanish were 35% more likely to die from COVID-19. Researchers at the University of Southern California found Latino immigrants were 11 times more likely to die from the virus than some other groups. In Coconino County, Health Director Kim Musselman says officials are navigating new ways to reach Spanish speakers.
Our goal is to have everyone vaccinated who is able to get vaccinated.
Musselman says the county started publishing Facebook posts with vaccine information because the social networking site automatically translates text into the user's preferred language. In Yavapai County, the region's only Spanish language newspaper is also confronting the virus with information.
Siempre todas las informaciones son de fuentes oficiales.
Rosana Feyreband is the editor-in-chief of Alianza Spanish News. She says the paper has taken on a new role in the pandemic. She's trying to connect to readers as much as possible through news articles and social media.
Yo me puse la vacuna ya y subí una foto.
After Feyreband got the vaccine, she even posted a photo of herself, Band-Aid on her arm, and wrote about the experience to show people in her community it was safe. Feyreband believes information can save people's lives. For KNAU, I'm Angela Gervasi.